don't think they will do that. I think if they do, it's foolish. It's foolish. It's foolish.
Trump visits the UK. Sounds like a straight-to-DVD type comedy film, doesn't it?
That's a genius.
Assalamu alaikum, guys, and welcome to Smile to Jannah. As Brits, we're known to be quite ceremonial, dignified, and polite. Well, to your face anyway. Trump, on the other hand, is quite the opposite. After his last visit to the UK, which can be summarized in this one clip.
He's going the wrong way.
I was definitely expecting some comedy sprinkled with a bit of controversy this time round as well, and boy did he not disappoint. Alright, number one, before the guys even landed in the UK, he's just about entered the UK airspace, he decides it's the perfect opportunity to have beef with the Mayor of London. So he goes full out psycho mode on him. He starts calling him a stone cold loser, nasty, short, implying he's dumb and incompetent. Now, to make matters worse, he gets Sadiq Khan's spelling wrong. I mean, that's the German way of spelling Khan. Does he think he's some sort of German goalkeeper? I mean, what is it? Alright, so when he does finally set foot in the UK, he's met with jubilation, lovable caricatures, and the classic balloon, which was approved by, you've guessed it, Sadiq Khan.
And that the image that will go around the world, we know, is going to be him in a nappy as a baby.
Number three, he finally gets to meet the Queen. But hang on a minute. What on earth is that? That looks like a cross between a spud and some sort of Masonic handshake, mate. Alright, number four, the guy has a wardrobe malfunction. Look at those buttons. They look like they're gonna pop any minute now. And is it me, guys, or does it look like he's ready to go in there and take some orders? I mean, he wasn't the only one, The head of his wife looks like the landing site for UFOs. Alright, number five. Prince Harry's wife, Meghan, didn't turn up because of some pregnancy issue. But let's face it, the real reason was Trump called her nasty, denied it, then audio proof emerged that he did actually call her nasty. So I'm sure they just kept her away just so it wouldn't be awkward. Number six. In an interview, guys, he gets asked about Sadiq Khan. So he describes him as,
he's a negative force, not a positive force.
Alright, I don't know what that means yet. But then he gets asked about Jeremy Corbyn. And here's what he says.
I think that he is, from where I come from, somewhat of a negative force.
I mean, what are you? Luke Skywalker? The guy's obsessed with the Force, mate. All right, let's see the types of people that he does want to meet with, or that he implies are good people or a good force.
So I know Boris. I like him. I've liked him for a long time. He's, I think he'd do a very good job.
But who was snapped on the way to see him first tonight? An old friend, Nigel Farage.
Farage and Boris, Number seven. Sajid Javid is also in the run to become the next PM. But he's described by a lot of people as a coconut. Brown on the outside, but white on the inside.
People that welcome my appointment by calling me a coconut and an Uncle Tom.
Now, why is this the case? Because he's known to throw his own people under the bus just so he can keep the people in his party happy. To such a degree, here's what he says about his religion. My own family's heritage is Muslim, but I do not practice any religion. The only religion practiced in my house is Christianity. So even his religion ended up paying the price, But let's see where that got him in the end. Now, considering he was the only senior cabinet member not to be invited to Donald Trump's feast, says a lot. Now, his own people joked and said maybe Trump might confuse him for the other brown guy, because let's face it, we all look the same, don't we, Now, there is an important lesson in this, which is don't sell yourself or your religion to make people happy, because some of them are never gonna be happy no matter what you do. Make Allah happy and eventually they'll come round. Alright, guys, let me end with this, Now, I know Trump is dopey and he just blurts stuff out, yeah. But anyone with any knowledge of Muslim Christian history knows the implication that the word crusade has. So I was proper baffled when he said this.
Faith in each other and faith in our united crusade.
Now, I would give him the benefit of the doubt, but considering he's reading off a bit of paper means that thought has clearly been put into this, and they really should be very careful with their words. Or are they implying what I think they're implying? And until next time, guys, Assalamu alaikum.
Oh, he's going the wrong way.